So you guys are presented with this man who just clearly been fighting this thing for a little while. But he has defeated it, and he is standing there looking at you guys. He hasn't said anything yet, and he just, you know, used some sort of ability to telekinetically throw this monster away.
And you said he's wearing armor?
He is wearing armor. He is wearing...
military, or...?
I mean, it has a military edge to it. Like I said, there's just a little spot where the visor is. It's a sealed unit, though.
Oh,
like, there's no visible seam that you can see.
So he's like Iron Man-esque?
A little bit, except he is wearing, like, a coat over it. Like a trench coat kind of thing.
Gotcha.
The armor is like a deep, like wine red kind of color in some spots, like in the legs. The chest plate is gold, like a muted gold, not like super shiny. Gotcha. And like I say, he's got like a big coat on. The lining on the coat is that same kind of color red that the
Aster,
pants are.
Aster, does Rami have any telekinetic abilities that you know of?
You know, that did cross my mind, actually. He's a secret superhero, but no.
No, okay.
Do any of you approach this person?
I will.
Okay. He also walks towards you. In addition, do you have your sword out?
I have my chain drive sword.
He does not pull his sword back out.
Okay.
And as he is approaching, the mask portion of it starts to kind of pull back. Not like in a weird, like, skin pulling back way.
Visor.
Like a visor, kind of like, you know, like the... like Infinity War Endgame Iron Man armor, where it's kind of that like kind of pulls back kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it only goes to about here. It doesn't pull all of it back down to his head. Just it kind of uncovers his face. And it's a guy.
Is he hot?
He's a pretty good looking dude too. He's clearly one of those guys that spends a lot of time giving himself a perpetual 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, okay.
Unlike, you know, Michael, who has one too, but his is clear just because he shaves like once a week and then lets it grow back and then he shaves it again. Like, this guy clearly is sculpting his 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay.
Like, he takes time. He has a trimmer somewhere at home specifically to keep a 5 o'clock shadow forever.
Perfect. Thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome.
I see Astrid like approach. So like I follow loosely behind.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
I ask, who are you?
My name's Trevor. I was responding to an SOS. I happen to be in the area. Responding to this SOS, and looks like you guys got to it first.
Yes, we're escorting these survivors back to our ship. Where did you land?
I landed. He points kind of in the same direction where you guys came from. But probably in a different spot of it. So that's probably why Vasquez and Rami, because Vasquez has no idea how to operate ship like sensors at all. So she would have had no idea that someone else landed there. And Rami, as far as you know, has no idea how to look at ship sensors either.
Are you alone?
Yes, I'm by myself.
Mm. Okay.
Well, one of our crew members detected other biotech facilities here that could have survivors. Might be worth checking those out.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. I mean, they are causing chaos and carnage all across the galaxy. Do you want any additional help escorting these people? And as he's saying that, HK pipes up and says, is this a friendly meatbag or is this a meatbag that needs to be exterminated?
We're still figuring that out, HK.
That's a good question, HK. Please hold.
Don't say that in front of them.
No.
Trevor. Said, please hold. He added the clarification.
Trevor?
Yes.
So you heard HK?
I mean, I was coming here to rescue these people, so I'm glad you guys did too. My ship's not big enough for all these people. I'm going to take a couple off your hands at least, but I mean, I won't be able to take all of them.
How many can you take?
About 10.
10?
Where are you coming from?
That's classified.
By whom?
My planet.
Are you an agent of said planet?
Yeah.
I feel like we should negotiate in the safety of our ship, perhaps. Why don't we keep moving?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah,
good
Trevor, idea. Come with us.
Okay. The mask comes back on. You can still hear him. Like, it just sounds more mechanical sounding now, though. There's definitely like a bass boost added into it, so he sounds a little more intimidating. But clearly it's just a side effect of the armor. It's not him like choosing to like have that. It's just how the armor functions.
Sure, no, you've made very clear what vibe we're getting off this.
So, yeah.
So yeah.
I wanna as we're moving, like I assume that you guys continue to like engage and talk with him? Or just kind of watch silently?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I want to have, while that's happening and he's not paying attention, I want to have Nelly start to scan his armor and see if we can figure out what's going on with it.
Nelly pipes up and says, "Well, boss," because I remembered his voice.
You did.
I can't make heads or tails out of what this armor is. It's blocking me.
Oh, no. Okay. Thanks for trying.
No problem, boss. I'm going to figure out something else to do.
If you can find see if we have any records or any identifying markers as we landed of biotech buildings and mark them on the map so that we can know which way to go?
Oh, hell yeah. I've already got that figured out.
You're awesome, Nelly. You're the
best. It pops up yes. All over the place.
Meanwhile, out of earshot of Trevor, you know, I say, HK for now, he's a friendly meatbag. But keep an eye on him when you can, if he makes any attempt at violence to any of the survivors or crew, you have permission to do your fun violence on him.
Understood.
Do your fun violence. I'm sure that's like the best way he could have heard that too.
Understood. I will keep an eye on him. And
I feel like he's not gonna be subtle.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm watching.
Wait, yeah, be subtle about it. Be subtle.
Well, yeah, he started marching up to Trevor, but then he kind of takes a few steps back. He was getting ready to walk like next to him and just stare at him the whole time.
Oh my
god. He takes a few steps back, but he is still like his head is just laser focused in on him now.
What kind of eyes does HK have?
They're like little slits.
Okay, so they're not big round orbs.
No.
Okay.
So yeah, you guys, the walk back, fortunately, HK did a very good job on the return trip. Nothing happens to you guys on the way there. Though as you're walking by, you do see Trevor's ship. It's a Far Trader, which is just like a regular old trading ship. Which it's a Far Trader because that means it has the jump two drive, so it can actually go the same way as you. Though you do know, because it is a trading vessel, it should have a lot of cargo space available. Oh. But it sounds, do you want to ask? Because you guys know what a Far Trader and Free Traders are.
Yeah, because he said you can only take 10.
10 more people. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are you holding in that ship of yours?
You know, now that I think about it, you're right. I was just thinking of my staterooms. I only have 10 staterooms in this thing. I mean, I could probably, now that I think about it, yeah. I mean, it won't be comfortable. But I guess I could probably take all these people.
But we don't really have the room either. We don't even have the staterooms, honestly. We would just be transporting them in the cargo room.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, I guess I can take these. I mean, I'll need some time to set up bunks and things like that. But, I mean, I have the supplies for that. Yeah, that should be doable. Probably take a couple hours, but...
Where are you taking them?
That's what I was going to... Well, let's ask them. Where do they have anywhere in mind that they were hoping to go? Or do we just... Are they okay with just going to the nearest system that we can...
General
they can seek out from there?
General consensus is they just want to go to the nearest non-zombified system in friendly space and figure out their own way from there.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
Do they want to stay together? Like, if we were to split them between two ships, would they prefer that both ships end up at the same destination?
Just said he'd be able to take everyone.
Take all of them.
It just won't be, I mean, it'd be the same situation like in your ship.
What if I don't trust Trevor?
I mean, some people look between the two ships. Some of like the kids are a little more excited about your guys' ship because it's a different looking ship than what they're used to seeing, like with the models and stuff like that. And
it's painted and pretty.
And it does have the Cosmic Orca paint job. But so, yeah, I mean... some people are more than willing to go on that ship, and some people are more than willing to go on Trevor's as well. Though Trevor does agree to decide on the same system to go to. Cool. Mm-hmm. And that way, just drop everyone off at the same time. Perfect. And then you guys can just go your separate ways from there.
I think it makes the most sense to do as close to an even split as we can. You know, families notwithstanding, so we're making sure to keep people together. But that way, we're maximizing the available space for the people that end up on each one.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, I'll say it's just for the sake of convenience. Yeah, it's about half and half on each one. So kind of lessens it up a bit. But Trevor's like, I mean, I've got some bots on the ship. They'll take care of all that, setting up the bunks and everything. And as he says that, Nelly comes into your earpiece and says, hey, boss, there's another SOS coming from one of the biotech buildings I marked on the map. Might be more survivors. Could also be a trap because it's biotech. But it's up to you if you want to take the chance.
Well, we were hoping to investigate some of the biotech things. And I'll relay this and let you guys know. Hey, there's another SOS signal. This one's coming from a biotech facility, though. And we had talked about going to investigate them anyway. But Nelly pointed out this could be a bit of a trap.
But on the off chance it's not, there are people that need help.
It could be. It also could just be their way of weeding out people. That's kind of what this whole their whole thing is, right? Is trying to figure out who can survive.
Right. I do think that the attack originated probably from a drop, just like dropped it on the planet. I don't think it was an internal thing.
Right.
But we might glean information from heading to the biotech and the FIS and SOS. I was wondering, though, as opposed to walking kilometers over there, could we take the ship and drop ourselves onto the roof? I don't know about the logistics of ships in the atmosphere.
I would say I don't think there's any reason we couldn't. I don't know that I feel comfortable putting the civilians closer to harm's way. We've seen some of these things jump pretty high.
And also someone have to stay behind and pilot the ship.
Right, because no other pilots are
right.
All right. This would be nice if we had a car, but... We talked about this.
We're going to get a nice car. The captain promised.
We are getting a nice car. we're going to get a nice car. Well, we also now have Trevor, who apparently can move enemies with a gesture of his hand.
Maybe the survivors stay here and we fly over in Trevor's ship if he's willing.
How long would it take us to get there on foot?
20 minutes.
Okay.
We're just exposed to anything that would be hostile along the way that HK hasn't already eradicated.
That's true.
Yeah, was that in a path that HK has cleared?
He got like a good chunk of it, and that's actually where he was before the perimeter was shortened.
So we can have HK stay here protect with Vasquez and protect the civilians, and we can make our way with Trevor.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, HK has no problem protecting the meatbags.
Okay, yeah, so like HK... We're about to move to another biotech lab to respond to another SOS. Please protect the survivors on both ships.
Understood. As there's children like climbing on HK, like the little kids, and he's just letting it happen. He seems to have a soft spot for children for some reason.
He's a little bit endearing now.
And so people are like looking at the ship, like as they're just kind of like processing their trauma. They're touring the Cosmic Orc basically because they've never seen a ship like that.
Fortunately, is Vasquez giving the tour?
No, okay. She just made sure all the stuff was like security locked.
Honestly, I could see Rami going into ambassador mode. The perfect eloquent host.
Yes, Rami would be giving the tours for sure. Yes. The five of you then. Trevor included, you guys can start making your way to this building. 20 minutes, yep. HK was correct. Yeah, HK did a really good job, you know, clearing out this area before he shortened his perimeter terms. And you guys actually make it little issue to this place. It's a big, you know, big skyscraper, basically, probably easily 40 floors, you know, in height.
You said like a pharmaceutical company?
Kind of like that. Yeah, that's what biotech is. Mm-hmm. It's what their face was anyway, was that. But yeah, you guys are in front of the building now, so.
Does the SOS come with a message? Do we know where?
Just a generic kind of help us, help us.
Okay.
Any specific floor it's coming from that we can tell, or is it just in the building?
It is probably the signal source appears to be about 10 stories up. There are no zombies around the building. There are a lot of dead ones with laser holes.
I was about to say, have we seen any?
You've seen his handiwork.
No, any military presence.
Not out here.
Okay.
You see the Marine he took the carbine from, but that is the only one that is there.
Gotcha.
Is the front door unlocked?
You have to pry it open, but yes, it does open up. So the five of you step in, and as you do.
That was me stepping into the building.
It's relatively dark. There are a couple like terminal lights on, but they're not doing anything. So you guys, you have your shoulder mounted flashlights or whatever on, scanning around. You don't see anything shambling around in here. But as you guys walk further in, all five of you, suddenly the doors that you guys came in from slam shut.
Yep, there it is.
And then the shutters then come down. And then the lights all turn on.
It's a trap.
What do we see?
A big lobby. But nothing happens yet.
I just turn around and try to open the door again.
Astrid, can you cut
through? There is no door. The shutter came down.
Can you cut through the shutters with your chain?
Can I cut down the shutters with my sword?
When you attempt to do it, the chains bounce kind of on it, like it's bouncing on it. Like you probably could, but you'll probably burn the engine out on the sword before that happens.
Cannot cut through.
Okay. Mm. Expandable shield opens.
Mm-hmm.
What's is Trevor's sword similar to the commander's?
So, I mean, from what you can tell, no, it is not similar. But clearly, there's something up with it.
Yeah, I was like, did Trevor, you think you might be able to try to cut through this?
I will certainly give it a try.
Or we could proceed.
He pulls out the sword. Building.
Proceed with a available exit.
And he rails it back up and he strikes it and he bounces off of it.
Fun.
It's like, that's never happened before.
Well, guess there's no way to go but up.
All right, let's go.
Yep.
What is the inside? Is it like clean and put together?
It is unnervingly clean in this big lobby. And it is like stark white and boring.
Okay.
There's not even a potted plant.
Is there a reception desk?
There is.
Is there a PC in it?
It is off. It is disconnected.
Disconnected as in like there's no way to power it back up?
Mm-hmm. Someone actually cut the cable.
Lovely.
But what about the hard drive?
Yeah. Can I remove the hard drive?
Yeah, you can take it with you.
Okay.
That's easy. No one thought that far ahead. they were very short-sighted in what? That.
There we go. I want to find, this is an office building. There's got to be some PCs that survived. I want to find one and get a directory. If we can find a individual who's high enough up in the company that was sitting here, we may be able to find some information when we find where they were sitting.
So as you're talking, you hear a noise you didn't expect to hear on this planet. The ding of an elevator.
I knew it. Mm. I knew it.
And the doors, you can see it, like you can see in it, and the doors open up.
This is an invitation.
It's an empty elevator.
We're being shepherded wherever they want us.
I just sigh and go, I feel like Squid, I told you this was a trap. And then I...
So did Nelly.
I'm totally messing with you. I'm the one who was like, there could be people.
Well, and I just stepped in without...
Yeah.
Consulting
group. Of course
you did.
Well, it wasn't right away. Like, you walked a good ways in.
The three of us are sitting there talking, like, should we even do it? She's on the elevator, like, what is taking so long?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about that part, yeah.
What floor? building.
Yeah, when you walk into the elevator, as soon as the fifth one of you gets in there, the doors close, and then it just starts to go up.
Trevor, right. Do you know anything about this?
No.
Any elevator music?
No, it is dead silent.
It's just someone whistling.
Yeah. 2,000 years in the past, someone gets real mad. But, goes up. It goes well beyond the 10th floor. It is going all the way up. Okay. And it hits floor 60. Mm. And then the doors open up. And it is another... This lobby is not the sad, depressing, stark white lobby floor. This is actually well furnished. Some would appear to be comfortable leather couches are there. And then there's a big glass, like huge, like glass wall where normally there'd be a receptionist desk. There where a receptionist would be. There's no one there. There's like two little like there's glass like cut out where doors are. Located in there. Not where you're at currently. There's probably a coffee maker.
I bet something.
I was gonna say, yeah, there could be a bar. Let's go.
Probably gonna be a Keurig.
There's gotta be a Keurig somewhere.
I'll lead the way out. I just step out.
Okay.
Go past the receptionist desk.
Yeah. So you open it up. It's one of those like admittedly kind of cool glass doors, like where you pull it open, but like the hinge is like offset in there. So it's like, it's opening up and there's like little two little gaps, you know, on the side. I like those kind of doors, but, so you walk in there and it's the same thing. The power supply is cut, to this computer on this floor at the very least.
We'll grab another hard drive as long as it's not damaged.
Yeah, you can take it. And they're tiny in the future. So, and it's one of those things where there's a left and a right side. So you can kind of go around like a pincer shape, or you can both kind of, you can just go around one side, whatever you want to do, but it, most likely it's going to lead up to the same spot. So.
Yeah. We've learned nothing. It's that the doors will close on us when we're not expecting. So we should probably stay together.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys do that. You just walk around. There's like some, you know, shitty motivational like posters or whatever on the sides of the walls.
Ooh. Hang in there.
It's like biotech propaganda, you know. It's real Monsanto up in here.
Biotech and, loves you.
And you guys, if you went to the pincer route, you guys just meet in the same spot. So it just leads there. And there's one more glass door that leads to a very large, spacious looking office with the big executive desk to go with it.
Is there a name?
A nameplate?
Like a nameplate on the side of the wall or something?
A degree?
Not on the wall.
A sign that says, here was William Sinclair.
if you can see there is something on the desk, but you have to go into this big palatial office to
We can go back the way we came.
The nameplate just says Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah.
It could literally be anyone named Trevor. He never told you his last name.
It's true. He just said Trevor.
Head in. Okay. So you guys head on in there. And as you walk in, a big like spotlight looking thing up above kind of swirls down. Mm-hmm. And then a light turns on. And then a person materializes there.
A hologram.
Yes. It's a hologram. And yes, it is Mr. Sinclair. It's like, hello, crew of the Cosmic Orca and extra.
His name's Trevor.
He's not.
I don't like this guy. I want to be an ass to him.
He's not part of the equation, but I guess he'll do.
What do you
want? Welcome to my office. I'm here to see if you are worthy of my experiments. I'm glad you fell for it. It's great. You guys are goody two shoes. I love it. Gotta save everyone.
You're the worst.
Thank you. And when he says that, after you say that, another big metal shutter. Actually, it's not even a shutter. Like, the wall itself physically closes on the door you came in. Like, I would welcome for a challenge for all of you. May the best person win. Hopefully you all survive. I would love to experiment on all of you.
Just let us know where to find you. We'll be right there.
Well, we'll see what happens if you make it. And then the hologram fizzles away.
Bye, Bill.
Bye, Bill.
He's so Bill.
You just inflicted like 25 points of emotional damage. he's going to remember that. So as the hologram disappears, the desk, behind the desk, a huge tube kind of flies up, like an elevator type thing. Mm-hmm. And then the door of it opens up and, you know, the dramatic, you know, CO2 mist comes out.
Cool.
And a big Hulkin, probably easily 8.5 foot tall, 9 foot tall, just big, big fucking monster looking fella.
It's so big. Does it
look similar to some of the ones we've seen before?
It is different.
Okay.
Friendly? Or no?
Yes, his name's Sam.
Hi, Sam.
No. He is very mottled looking. Like, he would normally have, at one point, would have had like a Caucasian and complexion, but it is clearly seen better days. Very mottled looking. He has normal fists though. Very muscular, very meaty,
and huge.
He's got a good 10-pack going.
Oh yeah. there's even like a little 11th one.
Oh no! You know,
like a little 11th, little, you know, tiny 11th.
Yep. It's like,
he missed something. Missed a spot.
It is completely clothed though. Like, it's wearing like a full, like, weird, gross looking, like, suit. Armor-ish looking thing. It's not armor. And you can see something moving under it.
Ew.
Like
a worm?
And it steps out. It's wearing big old boots, so its footfalls are loud. And it steps out, and it looks at the five of you. You guys are getting flashbacks to the original planet. Kind of the same situation. And we're going to go ahead and start fighting this thing.
Tuck and roll.
Fun.
So basically what's going to go is kind of like before, since it is 5-on-1. If you all five went at the same time, it is a bit unbalanced as far as an encounter goes. So it's going to be like before. I'm going to have one of you guys go, then it'll go, so on and so forth. And the person to kick this combat off, actually, I'm going to use a D6 because there's technically five of you. No, I'm going to use a D4. I was going to slot Trevor in wherever. Squid, you get to start the combat.
Hooray.
So it hasn't reacted yet. So what would you like to do?
Is it, it's not armed. It's just like the same one just punches.
Yeah. It's good. It, as far as you can tell, that's what it's going to do.
Spread out. Commander, I think if you can get in close and draw its attention, the rest of us can flank around.
Sounds good.
And then I'll mark it with my visor and fire off at it.
Okay.
7, 10, 11, 12.
That hits. Nice. It's with an effect of 4, so you get 4 extra damage on that attack.
Wow.
Uh, 23.
Okay. You hit it real good, but it's definitely kind of like when you fought the Steamboat Willie, is like, it's definitely tanking some of that hit. So it's going to go, you shot it.
Okay.
So
strafing's the right word. Can I move so that, what I'm going to try to do is position myself on the other side of Kaelin, so that if it wants to go through me, it's got to go by him.
Okay. That's not a problem at all.
Okay.
So what it does is it, you know, roars, and it is going to just completely fucking knock the desk away. It just smashes against the shutters that went up on the windows that were behind it. Doesn't even make a dent on them. And it's going to charge at you, but you did. You're using Kaelin as cover.
Literally. I mean, I've got faith in my commander.
So. Because of that, it is going to try and get through you to get to him. So it is going to try and smack at your shields out. So not that mean.
Yeah.
You actually said you had your shield out at the start. So
yes. Mm-hmm.
So it will hit. So if you want to do the parry, you can. I got a 9. So it only succeeded by 1.
I will. Yeah, it's early in the game, so I'm going to parry.
Okay.
4.
Okay, so that's enough, because that's you looked it up earlier, Paul, so it reduces the amount that it hit again.
I feel like it might be more of a contested roll, but I lost it. I'll look it up and get back to you.
Okay, we'll just roll it the way we've been.
Okay.
And if it changes, then we'll change it later, but for now, we're just going to roll like this. So yeah, that's enough to turn it so it doesn't hit you. So then we're just going to kind of go clockwise then. So unfortunately that means it is you now, Paul.
Right.
So
no, that's fine. I was going to run to the right side of the room away from that. And, similar to back on the moon, I'm going to try to do a sort of a biology read on it to see if it looks like any weak point, if I can.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's pretty smart.
So that's,
and we'll make it your intelligence.
Intelligence, yeah. And biology. Okay, that's plus 4. That is a 11.
Okay. There is, it's not like the other one where you could see like the big scar. This thing is completely covered up. If you had to guess, maybe the weird thing squirming underneath its clothes could be something.
Yeah, so I'll kind of call out, we noticed that, but I'll be like, everyone, I'm sure you've seen it, but there's something gross sort of throbbing beneath or across it. I think that could be worth striking.
It's a much smaller target and it's a moving target, so it will be harder to hit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's going to go, and it is still, it's now because it realizes it can just kind of walk like past Kaelin. Mm-hmm. Now it is going to just basically try and hit you. Yep. But I will give it a little bit harder because it is trying to basically punch you through Kaelin. So it's not quite as easy. It's punching around Kaelin.
This is going to hurt.
Jesus. That actually misses. Not by much, but it does miss. So now Astrid.
I'm going to rifle it.
Okay.
And I'm going to aim for the worm.
Okay. So it's going to be so before, like when it was the target on the tyrant, it was a +2 to make it 10 because this thing is about the same size, but it's moving. It's going to be a 12.
Okay. +13.
That's enough. That's barely enough.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll your damage with an effect of 1.
+15.
And what's your armor piercing in?
6.
Okay. So I mean, you hit it. It's a good hit. Okay. But it definitely still tanks a good chunk of that damage. So.
Okay.
But I mean, it did. I mean, it's unhappy with that. And it's actually so unhappy with that that it turns to look at you. But it doesn't run up to punch you. And instead, you see that you've now realized that this squirming thing doesn't actually seem to have like an end that you can tell.
Ew.
Like it's kind of just going perpetually around him.
It's a squirming ring.
Ew. God. And descriptors are awful.
And it punches forward into the air, and then a fucking tentacle shoots out.
No.
At you.
Gross.
Can I react?
No. And that is going to be a 11, so that will hit. Now we're gonna see if it damages you though, because you still have your 14 armor or whatever.
Well,
your damage reduction.
So we said it couldn't stack, right?
Your armor was different because you have the trench coat that stacks.
Oh, okay.
So it's that plus six, and you had something else.
The cloth armor.
Yeah, you had the cloth armor, and then I think you had the Diplo vest. I think I was going to let you have that, too. So,
okay.
Armor was like 14, I think, altogether. Mm-hmm. It was him whose armor can't stack.
Gotcha.
Of the combat okay. armor. He just had the shield. All right, that is 16 on the damage. So okay. It does take ding two. You for two. Two on your endurance.
Neat.
But of all the people to hit, you're the best one yeah, to hit because you are sturdy.
Sturdy gal.
And so that goes to Amanda.
I've been trying to look for rules on this because yeah. I have some incendiary grenades. Mm-hmm. Do they explode on impact or are they time delayed?
I believe... see, because it's in the central supply catalog, if I remember correctly.
Because I found what the blast radius is and what damage it does, but I can't find its...
I think if it doesn't specify it, we can just choose.
Like they have a setting on it? Because that sounds like a future grenade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that you could, yeah, because you just pick the button, basically, because it wouldn't have like a pin, like a normal grade. It'd probably have like a button you would press.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you want it to be instant, you can do that. Now, it is still next to you. It did not actually leave your proximity. It shot a tentacle at her.
Got it.
It didn't actually move away from you.
Okay. Well, okay. That's cool.
So don't grenade yourself.
Do not grenade myself. That would.
I just wanted to tell you that before you did it, because I was like, ha ha, you just set yourself on fire.
Yeah.
I'm not that mean. I was like, oh my gosh.
So improved combat armor is not fireproof.
No.
Okay. Well.
If anything, it's an oven.
In that case, I will go ahead and strike it with my static blade.
Excellent. Stab away.
I'm at a minus one because I did parry.
Right. So, you probably still 10, hit.
And nine. I got okay. a nine.
That still hits with an effect of one. So.
Okay. Effect of one. 10, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Damn.
AP
six. Okay. So, I mean, it's kind of the same boat. It definitely feels that. But it is still up and running, essentially. And now you have damaged it, so as my combats tend to do, whoever hurts it the most is who it is going to swing at next. You're right there, so it is just going to give you a good old-fashioned haymaker.
You got it.
It doesn't hit you, though, so it doesn't matter. Trevor's going to go now. Trevor takes out a sword in a big dramatic flourish, and he runs up to this creature. And slashes at it. He does hit it, though. And
go, Trevor, go!
Oh, damn. So he really cuts into it, but it definitely, it's still kind of like it's been doing. Like, the armor piercing, it's helpful. Because it is making this fight much easier for those that have it. But it's still, even with Trevor's, you know, decapitato sword... it still tanked some of that damage regardless. It's not looking any worse for wear yet.
Tough.
But now Trevor's the one who's damaged it, so its attention turns to the NPC. much to everyone's happiness, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But because that's what NPCs really are. They're just meat shields. Ooh, he actually gets Trevor.
No, Trevor!
If you die,
it is cool armor.
It's very cool.
So it's a real dramatic moment. This thing just like turns around from facing you. Jeez. And it just turns because Trevor stabbed it from behind. It turns and faces Trevor and just punches him. Oof. But it's that real dramatic, like he puts his arms up in time.
But
it still skids him back like 10 feet from just like, the force of the punch.
Like superhero slides.
Yeah.
Why is this guy an anime?
This guy is absolutely an anime character. I like him. I don't want to like him, but I like him.
Yeah. So, but
wrists unscathed. Right.
Trench coat over the armor already is like in case his armor gets
perpetual
cold.
5 o'clock shadow.
So that's a turn there. So it is back to Squid.
Okay. While this thing is distracted, I want to two things. I want to tell Trevor. Trevor, try to cut the tentacle.
I'll do what I can.
And then I want to have Nelly scan the room. Is there anything that I want to try to hack into this room's system so that we can open some doors?
Well, boss, it's going to take me a little bit of time, but I think I might have found a terminal. So I'm going to go ahead and head into that, and I'll see what I can do.
Perfect. Thanks, Nelly.
You're welcome. We'll say that's a free action for that because you're just talking. Cool. Nelly's going to do that on its own. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Yeah, I guess I can take a shot at it.
Sure.
Can't think of anything else. Oh, that's probably not going to hit. Eight.
That's enough to hit. That's just, there's no effect damage to it. So it's just going to be a raw damage roll.
Thank you. Auto tracking.
You kind of plink it.
Yeah.
But like, the lack of armor piercing is definitely showing its downside. You get hit it every time, but and you actually didn't damage it as much still as Trevor has.
Okay.
So what it's gonna do now is kind of a thing that I kind of had to I did a little bit of reading on. Is it's actually going to do two attacks. But it kind of reduces a penalty when you do that. Because don't forget, you have auto fire.
I was literally looking up the same thing right now.
So this is a little bit different because this isn't a gun. But auto and stuff like that is still a fun thing to have. So this is basically, it's going to attack twice, but it's going to have a small penalty basically to each attack. Because it is going to launch a tentacle at Trevor. Mm-hmm. But then also another one back at Astrid.
No.
Astrid has multiple tentacles.
Fortunately, the one on Astrid does not hit.
Okay. Hiya.
Oh, no. But the one on Trevor does. Be very good. I decided to hit you first. Because this is what I rolled.
No.
And that's before the stats.
Well, he definitely has better armor than me. So
it is very exceptional on that.
I was just kidding. I don't want you to die. You're cool.
Good news is the dice I rolled is really low.
Nice.
But so it is not able to, it was trying to grapple both of you actually with those. But the damage was low enough that it didn't actually hit Trevor, even with like the, I'm not going to tell you what the effect damage was.
Thanks.
But even with that, it actually wasn't enough to get through Trevor's armor. So
no grapple?
No grapple this time. Actually, it's with that, that penalty I gave actually probably helped with that. So. So it did its thing. So we are back to
me,
Esther.
All right. I'm going to sort of dodge right. And I forgot my stunner has 10 meters. I'm like, I don't know how this works, but, cause I don't think the snub pistol is going to hit or do anything. So I'm going to try to stun him from afar,
okay,
which is just to reduce the endurance.
Right.
So just do I try to hit first?
Yes, you need a roll to do. Yeah, you need a roll.
This is just a flat roll to hit.
Pretty much.
That's got to beat an 8, probably.
Yes.
I got an 11.
Nice. That'll do. And that's with an effect of 3. So.
Okay. So then 3D to deplete the endurance. That is pretty good again. 15.
Okay. I mean, it zaps him. It's a really good thing that no one got grappled because probably that
would have electrocuted.
So, which I probably would have changed your tactic if that was the case. It did something to him. It didn't like that.
No, it's working its way down. It may take a few shocks. I also did look up parrying, and the way we've been doing it's pretty broken. So,
okay.
The actual way is it's your melee score. So for me, I can't really ever parry because it's 0.
Okay.
But Kaelin has like a 1 or a 2.
I've got a 2 in melee.
So you can use parrying to reduce it by 2. And you actually don't have to roll. It's an automatic success, but then you take the 1 penalty. So it's only useful if they hit you by like 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or 10.
That's interesting.
It's still not bad, though.
Good to know.
Well, since you have now become the one that dealt the most damage to it.
Uh-oh.
Damage? It was just shocking.
It still didn't like it.
Pricked him. Oh, no. Where are you in, like, relation to everybody?
He said he ran to the right.
I'm ran to the right, by the wall. Yep.
Well, let's do in the tentacle motion
slurp.
Again.
Slurp, slurp.
So it
Oh, no.
Shield's up, right?
Yes, my shield is out.
It tentacles you.
No!
Seventeen.
So one.
Okay.
So that means it hits, though.
Yes.
So am I grappled?
No, you're not grappled. It was more like being punched. Like a really focused punch. But that's its turn.
Tentacle used focus punch.
Yes. Focus punch.
That just made my day.
Just wait until I start close combating you guys. Fucked.
No. But,
so many Pokemans references. So. I love it.
Me?
Astrid.
Okay, right. So I want to try something. You can tell me if this isn't something we can do. It involves Trevor.
Okay.
So I want to shoot, because there's glass around us, right?
Well, it's shuttered.
Oh, never mind. This wasn't going to work.
Nelly's working on that.
Are you going to try and have Trevor use his abilities to throw him out the window?
I was going to shatter the glass and have him control all the glass shards.
Ah.
Oh. Anime combo attack.
Yes.
I mean, you still could anime combo attack. Do you want to, like, hold your action to do, like, a big X attack, like Chrono Trigger style? To...
yeah. Like Frog and Chrono?
Yes.
That's okay. If Nelly can get the shutters up, then I will definitely do that. Okay. But in the meantime, I'm going to try and get a headshot with my my sniper.
Do it. That'll just be a 10 difficulty for that for a targeted shot. So.
Nope, 7.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I don't think your mark would help with that either. So, okay. Well, now it's conflicted, so it's got a few choice targets. So, because of who has recently damaged it, it's actually been a little bit, I think, since Caitlin. It's only been a round, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll count. We'll actually say you're one. No, because she didn't damage it this time. It's been a little bit since she heard it. Because you did it last round, so you'll be 1, 2, 3. Trevor's 4. So you are getting targeted. So.
Hooray.
Doesn't get you, though.
Yes.
It was doing another tentacle shot at you. It's starting to realize maybe it should stop doing that. But it is not nearly as good at that as it is at punching things. But the good news is that's its turn. So, Caitlin, you're up.
So I looked up dual wielding.
Okay. You have your cutlass still?
So is the static blade a two-handed?
I don't think it was.
Yeah, that's why I thought. I thought it was a one-handed weapon.
Because mm-hmm, you have a shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to de-expand my shield.
Okay.
And take out my cart pistol.
Oh, that kind of dual wielding.
Okay.
I like it.
Swashbuckling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like...
Yeah, I can let you do that.
I was in the Navy. Cool. Yeah. So the rules did say, it's like, so basically I could do 2 attacks, but it said DM minus 2.
So it basically means it's whatever you roll, subtract 2 from.
Okay. And is that, so as GM, is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So as I'm... Just
get a little closer.
How far is the monster from me?
Oh, you can run up to him easily.
Cool. So as I'm walking up to him, I've got like my blade over my gun.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like really cool speed walking up while shooting my cart pistol.
He's so 7. Commandery.
How much?
7.
For the hit?
For the hit.
Nope.
Okay. So I'm missing. And then I go up with my static blade.
Sure. Oof.
Oh no.
Another 7.
Nope, doesn't hit.
Okay.
It looks cool.
Looked really cool.
Right, the dice said no, but that is the thing you could do.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the thing I will let you do. Though now, because you're up front with it, and you tried to do something really impressive that failed, now we're going to see if it takes pity on you.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not going to attack you because you didn't hurt it. So.
Okay.
But I will say it's been enough rounds now that it is pretty much just a wild card on who's going to get attacked next, with the exception it will not hit you because I just said it's not going to attack you. So okay. Be a real asshole move of me otherwise. So Trevor will just take your place, basically, in the number count. And it's going to try and hit Astrid, so...
Let's go.
This time it does run up to try and punch you.
Oh, God. Okay.
That will hit. Good news is not for like a lot. That is exactly 14, which I believe is your armor. Mm-hmm. So yes. You feel it, though.
Yeah, that didn't feel good.
No, that not felt great. Real bad. So that will go to Squid.
Any luck on getting into that system, Nelly?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm almost in there.
When you can get in, I got two things I want you to work on. Opening the shutters and hacking that hologram.
Well, okay. Shutters first, I suppose.
Please and thank you.
Okay. I love the juxtaposition
so polite.
Of that.
And I guess I shoot at it? I don't know. There's nothing. It smashed that desk.
It did. Well, it shoved it away. Like, the desk is still one piece, though.
Okay. I want to make my way over to that. Is it close enough that I can get there?
Yeah.
What was on the desk, if anything?
Pens. A sign that said William Sinclair.
No computer?
No computer on this one.
No photos?
No photos. No, there is pictures one photo. Of his family?
Yeah, there's one photo of a beagle.
Of a beagle? Dog guy.
That certainly won't come back as a nightmare later.
I know.
Oh, it's
going to
no.
be a dog.
Do not.
All right. I guess I'll just kind of take cover behind the... how does the auto work again?
So basically, you can either do four separate or whatever your auto score is. You can do that many attacks, I believe.
Okay.
Or you can just add four damage. To it, but I believe the attacks are separate when it's auto like that. I could be incorrect on that part, though.
Oh, I've been doing my smart checker wrong. I'm just going to do it the same way for now, and I could look it up and figure out how I think I've been doing it wrong. Anyway, I'm going to shoot at it. 8, 9, 10, 13.
Yeah, you hit with an effect of 5, so. Okay.
Not that much on the damage, though. Just 9.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't do anything at all this time. It's getting a little more confidence. It's going to try and tentacle you again.
Okay.
But you're hiding behind the desk. So it's a little harder.
Behind a desk.
It's only worked once before, but who knows?
Yeah, it didn't work this time. You're going to demoralize it after a while. Trevor is going to attack it because I actually forgot about him. Oh, and yeah.
He gets to do things.
Trevor does hit it.
Nice. Did he swipe at the tentacle like I asked him to?
The tentacle retracted too quick.
Oh, like gotcha. It's like,
that's so gross.
And Trevor does a good cut into it. It's actually starting to show a little bit of an effect.
Getting a little tired?
Not that, but it is looking like it's actually starting to get hurt. And it's going to attack Trevor. Because Trevor just hit it, so... And he does get hit. Ooh, and he actually takes a little damage that time. You can tell that while his armor absorbs some of it, he's definitely going to feel that for sure. He actually did get wounded with that maneuver. So now we're back to Aster.
All right. I'm going to try to stun it again from across the room.
Okay.
So flat roll to hit. 8.
That'll hit.
Nice.
And... that is 9 more reduced from the endurance.
Okay.
Wow.
It sizzles a bit. This actually does seem to slow it down just a little. Nice. But now it is going to try to punch you.
As punch.
It, so it's running across the room, so this is good, though. We're keeping it moving.
And it will hit you.
No.
A 16.
That's exactly my armor.
Okay, so you don't take it, but you feel it.
Yeah, the shield goes up between us.
Yeah, you feel your arms.
Oh, God.
I feel like it's like pushing me up against the metal wall and it's like bending behind me.
Astrid.
Gonna try and sniper it again.
Okay.
Now that I feel like it's in front of me and I'm behind it. just that's kind of what I'm.
Yeah.
Like his back is toward you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oop.
Still a 2 on that roll too. That's funny.
12.
That hits with an effect of 4. So okay. Were you headshotting it though? Or just a body shot?
Just body shot.
Okay. Then that's 4. It's a little bit more damage.
Oh, nice.
16.
Okay. It actually sways a little bit with that shot.
Gotcha.
But it's not down for the count yet. So, as right. You guys are basically playing pinball with this thing at this point. So now it's giving up on the tentacles and it is just running up to punch you.
Just chipping away.
And it does hit.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 3. Take 3.
Okay. Like I said, best one to get punched. You have the most endurance.
Yeah, I'm fine still.
That'll go back to Kaelin.
Okay. Well, shooting and swinging didn't work, so this time I'm going to swing and then shoot. So I'm running up to it. I swing my static blade. It's at a -2 again.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, this is 6.
All right. Yeah, doesn't it?
The blade didn't work, but then like I conveniently like 360 that miss
into 360 no scope.
Yeah, yes. 360 no scope into the gun. I'm not even looking at him, I'm looking at the ground.
Kill him.
Yeah. Okay, finally. 10. So this is a 10, 12, 13.
Okay, that succeeds with an effect of 5.
Okay, and so
my commander's more animated than you, Trevor.
This pistol just says 4d6.
Okay.
But no AP.
Okay, so we'll just see what the damage is.
14.
And that's with the 5 from the effect damage?
No, 19.
Okay. I don't know what the hell just happened there. So it, you did go, I mean, I can say what the AP is or its damage reduction is, but I mean, it does, it staggers a little bit again.
Okay.
And it is going to take its turn to punch you.
This guy's sturdy too.
And it hits you.
Okay.
And your shield's not out anymore.
No.
So, but you have your fancy pants combat armor. So.
My combat armor has protection 17.
It's a good thing you have it because I just rolled 20 damage on you.
Whoa.
Okay. So I'm taking 3.
You'll take 3.
Okay.
Not bad considering.
Yes.
But scary.
So Trevor will go because that's just his thing. He just goes after you on the clock. He does get it with his sword. Ooh, he gets it really good with his sword. This thing's looking rough now. Trevor actually is like sliced off more of its face than was already missing.
Trevor, why are you always going for the face, dude?
Usually that's what takes these things out.
Like most got one move.
Most things you take off the head, they stop moving.
You're taking off its face.
I missed. So Nelly gets back to you, Squid, on your turn saying, well, boss, I figured out the way to turn on. I can open the front door, but I don't know where the shutters are for the windows, but I can at least get the door open again.
Awesome. Thank you. Can you go ahead and open that for me?
He does. And it opens up.
We got a way out, guys.
Would you like to shoot it?
Yeah, I'm going to do the auto.
It's okay.
I found the rules finally.
I did find it.
For which?
For parrying. I actually get a 1.
You get a 1?
Okay. Because cool. I was confused by it. It said like, your skill is 0. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
Why tell me it's 0? But I get a +1.
Okay, cool.
So I can still parry.
Cool.
All right. So mine has an auto 4.
Okay.
So I make 4 attacks.
Because
it says you make a number of attacks equal to the auto score. These attacks can be made against separate targets, so long as they're within 6 meters of one another.
Yeah, so you can make 4 attacks, I believe. Okay. You expend.
It's like 3 times the ammo.
3 times the ammo, so make sure you have the ammo to pull off 4 attacks.
I have just enough to do that, and then a shot afterwards.
All right. Do it. You don't get your aim bonus anymore, right, but you get four attacks.
Right.
So.
Good God.
10 for the first one.
That'll hit with an effect of 2.
12, or no, 10 for the second one.
That'll also with an effect of 2.
9 for the third.
An effect of 1.
And 6 for the...
That one will miss. Okay. So...
3 hits.
Go ahead and roll your damage and just multiply it by 3.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then we'll add...
Oh, boo. Are you sure we want to do that?
What'd you get?
15 total.
15?
I just rolled 2 ones.
Oh, 2 ones. Yeah, just roll the other attacks. Okay, so.
Cool.
I was hoping you're going to roll higher.
Yeah, I was too. So the first one was a 5. Right, second one is a 9.
Okay.
And third one is a 12.
Okay. It slumps down to its knees, but it's still standing. Well, it slumps down to one knee. Like, it just kind of like.
Okay. I was like, wait, how can it be on its knees and stand?
But still up.
Still alive. I mean.
Yeah. It's not dead. But it means it can't run around anymore.
Nice.
So what it's going to do, though, it has to now rely on its very effective tentacle weapon.
Mm-hmm. So effective.
And because you're the one who just knocked it down, Squid.
Yep, that's fair.
It finally hit.
No, I was doing so good. I was getting cocky.
Your hubris. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Am I going to die?
It's a good thing you have that armor.
Yeah.
Vasquez saved your life.
Vasquez.
19.
Ouch.
Damage.
Jeez.
Before your armor.
That comes out of endurance first?
Correct. Okay. So it's only 5. You only take 5.
What's your armor? The armor's 11.
11, but you still have your Diplo vest underneath everything.
Oh, so you said 14. I can still count the Diplo?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so then it goes up to 14.
It's my armor that doesn't stack with the...
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just him.
Okay.
Or else you'd have like 47 armor.
You said 19 total?
Yeah, it was 19 before that, so you're taking 5.
5, jeez. Squid lets out a gasp. Just rolls around.
But Aster, it's your turn now. So.
Yes, no, I'm going to rev up the stunner and try to just sort of finish it. Knock it out, really. Not kill it, but knock it out.
All right.
Just kind of like ring, ding, 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 and no, that's 5.
Okay, so it doesn't do anything. So it is still just really pissed off at Squid.
Yeah.
So you're now getting pummeled.
Well, time out. Time.
don't worry, it's back to missing, so you're fine. Okay.
But the door's open now, right?
Door's open.
Okay.
So it's just on its knees, but you feel like it probably can get back up if you don't at least try and knock it down the rest of the way. So, it's your turn.
I'm going to get my sword out.
Okay.
And try and like chop its leg off or something.
Sure.
Okay. Eight.
Yeah, plus your strength.
Oh, wait, sorry. Yeah.
Strength and melee, whatever you have in that.
11.
11. Yeah, that's enough to hit it in the leg. So go ahead and roll your damage and see what happens.
Oh, God. Thirteen.
Okay. So, I mean, you definitely get it in the leg. But you kind of like you skid a little bit and you kind of hit it more in the midsection area. But the force of it, it's down now.
Okay.
Like, and at the moment, it is not moving.
Okay. He gone.
Not an amputation.
But not an amputation.
Okay. Yeah.
But
went for the leg, got him in the stomach, you know.
Yeah.
Oops.
Trevor sees his opportunity.
Now, Trevor is just kind of like. The fuck was that? And then the hologram comes back on.
I turn it off.
Nelly had to. Nelly's working on the shutters.
Dang.
You're just like, nope.
I really wanted to. Just like, now we're done with you.
Congratulations, crew of the Cosmic Orca. You have succeeded. You better hurry, though. Time's a running.
great.
This Billy, you're the worst.
Did you call him Willie?
Billy.
Billy, yeah.
Oh, you see a twinge on his face when he hears that name said. And
you're going to regret this, Bill. Like,
fine, then. You have 15 minutes to get out of here.
Or what?
You hear an explosion kind of go off in the distance. Explosions. Yes.
Can I shoot the light that's...
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You expend a bullet and then, you know, it simmers out and it's like, that doesn't turn off the audio.
Oh, no!
This son of a bitch.
Let's antagonize later. Let's just
get let's go. Let's go.
Elevator's there.
Climbing kit.
60 yeah, climbing floors. Kit
stories.
You're on the 60th floor.
Jam the sword in and just slide.
Oh, and just slide. That's what Trevor's gonna do.
It is absolutely what
Trevor's
gonna
do. No, Trevor goes in the elevator with you guys.
Oh. I'm picturing like the Toy Story 2 scene with Buzz Lightyear and Zurg in the elevator.
No.
That's sad. But as the doors close on the elevators, you guys are getting in there because they're gonna go down, you see the thing that you were just fighting starts to get up.
We didn't see it die.
Door closed, door closed, door.
Yeah, the door closes as you see it kind of like moving its hands to like start pushing itself off the ground.
Yep.
Can I start firing my car pistol?
The door closes in the elevator.
Oh, it closes.
No, wait, no.
I'm glad I'm not
it's
that
not
mean.
Not how physics works.
We're all dead.
You'd be deaf, that's for sure.
Yeah, you would.
Say the elevator speedily gets down, so you have like 14 minutes to get off there now. But as it's going down, Trevor goes, I can't seem to get in contact with my ship anymore.
Uh-oh. HK, come in. HK, come in.
Greetings.
Everything going on all right over there?
I've killed several more undead meatbags. Also, the strange armored fellow's ship exploded.
Oh, were people inside?
No, they were not. They were too busy looking at the cosmic orca.
Okay.
Trevor, your ship exploded, and I have no idea how. HK, how did it explode? What happened?
A rocket landed on top of it, then it exploded.
Did he hear that?
Where did the rocket come from, HK? Yes.
The sky.
Okay, not from him.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I just wanted to make sure.
The only reason I think the orca has been spared is that he wants what's on it.
That makes sense.
We got to get back now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's move.
Okay. The elevator finally gets to the ground floor. The shutters are all down now, so you can just run out the building. So as you're running, a building nearby just kind of blows up, but it's far enough away that you guys, I mean, you get a little staggered a bit because it's an explosion, but nothing bad happens to you, fortunately, but it's still a good, I mean, even running, it's still, I mean, it took you about 15, 20 minutes to get to this part. But if you were walking though, but if you run, that will cut some of the time down. As you're going, a car that was kind of derelict, it was on its side. So it was clearly fucked. it wasn't a nice car. It was a bad car.
Oh, okay.
It does explode.
Jeez.
And it kind of flies up in the air in that real dramatic Hollywood fashion.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Not amazing. It's coming towards us.
When we get damaged.
Yeah. It's coming at you.
Okay.
But as it's coming, everything suddenly stops.
Trevor.
No. Even he's not moving.
Wait, everything? Oh, yes.
Like the fire's not moving anymore. Nothing is happening.
Okay.
Are we still moving?
You guys are not. The four of you, the only one who can still react is you.
And you're pointing at Kaelin.
Yes, I'm pointing at Kaelin. And you do hear a very familiar voice that you have not heard in a long time say, really wish that it didn't have to end like that.